Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Man, we're so glad you're here today. We're so grateful as we walk into the beginning of the Christmas season around here. I want to encourage you, if you're part of our Sugar Hill Espanol congregation, join us Sunday night. We have Noche Divina. It's a great way to kick off the season. And then the very next Sunday night, we have what's called the Sounds of Christmas. And so this is a church-wide Christmas event that's going to be a lot of fun and super encouraging. So make plans now to join us. We'd love for you to be part of it. Well, today I want to ask you this question. Are you safe? Are you a safe friend? Are you a safe spouse? Are you somebody that's safe? And here's why I asked this question. On Tuesday, we're talking about this idea of connectivity, this idea that you and I, we're wired for relationship. You and I, we're wired to drop our guard and truly connect with God, but also connect with other people. Well, one of the reasons why I don't think it happens as often as it should, why we don't connect with one another, is because we're often guarded. We've been hurt in the past. We've been accused of things. We've been misunderstood. And honestly, relationships can be really, really hard. They can be really, really messy. And so sometimes when people are thinking about dropping their guard and truly connecting with us, they're asking this question, is this a safe person? In other words, if I'm vulnerable with them, will I regret it or will they embrace me? Will I grow through it or will it be painful? Will it be something that I wish I hadn't done? And so today, I want to give you just briefly five things that I think safe people do in safe relationships. This is what safe spouses do. This is what safe bosses do. This is what safe parents do. These are characteristics that we can carry out in any relationship that we're in that are modeled by God Himself. So in Genesis 3, Adam and Eve blew it. They did the one thing God told them not to do. They willingly chose against God, thinking they could do their own thing without any consequences. But God, in the middle of Genesis 3, even though they've blown it, models safe relationships. Here's the first characteristic. A safe friend or a safe parent or a safe boss, number one, they initiate, they don't invade. They initiate, they don't invade. So when Adam and Eve begin to hide, they literally hide from God Himself. They hear God coming, they hide. And when God shows up, instead of beating them up, instead of accusing them, instead of saying, I can't believe you do it, here's what God says in Genesis 3, verse 9. He says, where are you? Now, did God need that information? No, He knew physically where they were at. But He's asking this question as a way of initiating the conversation. That's key. Initiating the conversation, saying, I'm open, I'm here, I'm available. Here's the second characteristic. A safe person is somebody that asks questions instead of accusing. Now, we've all been in situations where we felt accused by somebody, and if you remember what that felt like, our defense mechanisms typically go up. We shut down. We don't want to let them close to us. Well, here's what God does. When God shows up, He asks them that question in verse 9. He says, where are you? And when they say, man, we were hiding because we're naked, God says in verse 11, well, who told you that? Who told you that you were naked? He's asking these questions. See, sometimes if we're not careful, our tone and what we say to people will cause them to shut down. And so this is a safe thing for us to do, to ask questions instead of accusing them. Here's a third one. Here's a third characteristic of a safe relationship. Number three, they tell the truth. They don't deny. Here's what I mean by that. Sometimes when we're in relationships, we're afraid to tell the truth. We're afraid it might hurt somebody's feelings. We're afraid that it might drive a wedge between us. But man, I'm telling you, when God models this in Genesis 3, He tells them the truth. He says, you know what? Yes, you did sin. Yes, you did blow it. And in verses 17 through 19 of Genesis 3, He lays out very clearly, here are the consequences. Now, think about this. God doesn't overdo it. He doesn't exaggerate it. He doesn't make it some big emotional meltdown kind of thing. He just tells them the truth. And that's what safe people do. They're willing to risk an awkward conversation because they love the other person enough that they tell them the truth. What do they need to know? What do they need to hear? What is actually in their best interest? Here's a fourth characteristic. They respond instead of running away. They respond instead of running away. So in verse 9, when God says, where are you? Adam replies, I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid. God's walking towards them. In other words, he's responding to them. He's not running away. He doesn't say, well, I can't be God anymore. You've messed up. You've sinned. You've blown it. Instead of running away, he walks towards them. He's responsive. I'm telling you, there's going to be conversations this month that are hard. There's going to be conversations that are going to be honestly uncomfortable. But what a safe person does is says, I'm going to respond to that. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to become passive aggressive. I'm going to respond to it. And here's the last characteristic, number five. A safe person, you know what they do? They protect. They don't expose. What's interesting is in verse 20, God is there with Adam and Eve, and Adam names her and all of this. But then verse 21, when they're naked and they're shamed with their little fig leaves on, it says in verse 21 that the Lord God made them clothing. Think about that. The Lord God made them clothing from animal skins for Adam and his wife. God performed the very first sacrifice in order to protect them, to forgive them of their sin. That's what a safe person does. They protect. They don't expose. They don't broadcast the problem. They don't gossip about it. They don't post it somewhere. They don't insinuate it about it with other people that aren't part of the conversation. They protect. They protect. They help bring healing. And I'm telling you, God himself demonstrates this. Jesus himself lived these principles out. And so if you've got some strained relationships this season, if you've got some things that pop up that you didn't see coming, maybe you want to jot down these five things and allow them to be a tool to say to people, I'm a safe person. Well, have a great day. We look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow. And then this Sunday, man, we're kicking off the Christmas season. We hope you'll be here. Pastor Chuck has an amazing message. We'll be at 9:30 and 11 Sunday. And as always, we stream live as well. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.